Hey everybody, guess who's here? Yeah, it's me, your psychic Christine Wallace. Thank you so much, members, for being here. I hope you're enjoying your membership as much as I'm enjoying having you here and being able to give you a very complete package of everything you need. And I hope you're enjoying your monthly goodies that come to you that I feel will best serve you as far as clearing up, healing, house blessing, all that good stuff. So I love mantras. I love affirmations. I think they're super effective. I really do. I believe that. They kind of help to break these negative mindsets a good deal. And it also makes you more self-aware. And becoming self-aware is a very big deal. I'm sure all of you heard me tell you about a million times before that. If we're feeling fear, if we're feeling anxiety, if we're feeling angry, frustrated, unhappy with our fabulous, beautiful lives, because that is the truth. You're alive, and that's a major thing, okay? You're alive, healthy. I mean, why in the world would you want to waste that on some delusion of misery? Be happy. Start enjoying your life. And getting back to what I was saying, when you're feeling all of those toxic feelings, that energy, everything is energy. Keep that in mind. When you're feeling like that, it's going to spread out. It's going to start having a negative impact on all of your relationships. People are going to pick that up and they're going to start feeling like you do. And one, two, five, before you know it, we're in an argument or we're having a miserable time, you know? And what that's going to do is start to cause you to withdraw. The solution to issues with people is not to withdraw. Realize sometimes that you are playing a part in this dysfunctional business, okay? And when you're playing this part, all you're basically doing is engaging and kind of supporting by entertaining it. This is when we have to take a step back before taking a step forward, okay? And this is where we have to say to ourselves, okay, stop. This is not working. And in our self-examination, what I would like all of my listeners to do is to pay more attention to cycles and patterns. We all get stuck in it. When we're just doing the same thing over and over again, either with the same person or different people, because we're feeling like, excuse my French, crap, we're kind of spreading this toxic energy all over the place. And when we take this step back, we need to start healing and we need to start working on ourselves. And we need to start feeling happy within. I imagine when I'm working on being happy within, like I'm in this little tube, like this little space that belongs to me. And I have to make this little tube or this circle that I'm in or square, whatever, a happy place, a good environment. And surround myself and fill myself with stuff that makes me feel good and feel happy. Okay? And start to address where all of my toxicity is coming from. Is it from the past? Is it from a past life? Is it some kind of negative experience that's kind of haunting me? Like, what is the source of all of this? And for many of my listeners, I've been working with you and helping you to discover what the answers to those loaded questions are. And once we have an understanding of it, we need to start working on getting rid of it so we can be happy, so we can be healed and joyful, because we need to take our happy tube. Once we get out of this like tube, circle, square, whatever shape your area is, then we need to get out of there and sustain our happy, happy, joy. And next time we engage with people, what's going to happen is we're going to start spreading that joy, because once we start spreading that joy, guess what other people are going to do? They're going to love being around us, and we've just eliminated all the toxicity and the trouble in these relationships. Okay? And we're going to continue to manifest again and again and again this joy, this peace, this contentment. So, how do we do that? Okay? Gratitude, appreciation. Taking advantage of the stuff that is at our fingertips. For example, doing the things that I love to do, taking a walk in nature. If I'm a lot in nature, I should take a walk in the city. I need to breathe. I need to exercise. I need to eat good food. I gotta fill my brain, my mind with good stuff. When you start to recognize that your mind is taking you to a dark place, you got to pinch yourself and say, "Hey, stop that. Stop that. You know, that's not helping me. That's not serving me. You need to feed me something that is actually beneficial." Okay? That's what you've got to tell your brain. Give me something good. Give me something happy. Give me a song or something. You know, sometimes when you think about that song and then you can't get rid of it, and it's hard to change the channel. Well, that's kind of what you got to do with these negative intrusive thoughts. Change the station, okay? You have the power and the ability to change the station. You've done it before. Eventually, you did stop thinking about that song. And just the way you stopped thinking about that song that you probably like, or maybe it's some kind of jingle in a commercial. My thing has been like Liberty, 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 the insurance commercial. You know, you can do that. You can stop thinking about the insurance commercial. And you can do that, you know, with anything. So, like I said, it does work. So, moving forward, what's going to help? Like I said, all of the things I just mentioned, one of the big things is meditation. Get your candle. I'm going to send you guys, members, some candles for this monthly package coming up. And I'm going to send some essential oils as well with instructions for use. And I'm going to want you to manifest the very best for yourselves. But remember, you know, you can have a fulfilled life. You can have the love, you can have the career, you can have the money, you can have anything that you desire. But whoever it was, and I'd like to find that person that ever said you can't have your cake and eat it too, I'd like to find that person and give him a good hard kick in the butt, because says who? Who says that? This is the kind of talk that makes us believe that we can't have it all and we have to choose this or that. You can't have career and love. You can't have career, love, and kids. You can't do this and that. You can't walk and chew gum. Says who? Some half-ass person? Who? I mean, how do you know if you don't try to have your cake and eat it too? I know lots of people that have cake and eat it. They do. They have the career, they have fame, they have fortune, they have family, they have kids. I mean, for God's sake, I know a lot of people are not going to like me using this example, but look at the Kardashians. I mean, if they couldn't divide themselves to be parents and I don't know what they're famous for exactly, or some kind of TV reality stars, they brought the camera home. You know, bring the studio to the house if need be. And they can be mothers and daughters and play all of these parts and make money at the same time with their TV station and raise their kids and take vacations. Just bring the studio with you. I mean, maybe that's not a great example, but I'm putting it out there regardless, because there's a difference between, I want to do that, I want to have it all, or I don't really want or have the energy to make all of that happen. I understand that it can be overwhelming to have it all and to sustain having it all. But remember, that's a choice. It's a choice. You choose not to have it all for whatever reasons. Everything that goes on is your choice. But there are certain circumstances that people put stuff in front of us and influence our decisions. But maybe that was true for that person. But that doesn't have to also be true for you too. Right? You can have it all. And I want you to also recognize not only can you have it all, but you can enjoy having it all, and you can even get more than that because there's plenty of room at the top. As human beings, we fear scarcity. There's enough for everybody. So get yourself out of the headspace of scarcity. For example, my best friend has found the perfect partner. And this was the last one on Earth. There was one, she got it. And now there's no more. Stop thinking in terms of scarcity. There's an abundance of love out there. There's an abundance of good things out there. And there are lots of beautiful things that you could do with your life. And one of the things that I love about my work is helping people. You have no idea how much joy that brings to me, helping people, seeing people walking in miserable and leaving with a smile on their face, and knowing that I said or did something to push that domino in the right direction. And I would like for some of you guys that are listening here, or all of you, I mean, why not all of you? Again, now I'm thinking of scarcity. Maybe two of you, maybe all of you. I would like for you guys to think of some nice things that you can do. I mean, Thanksgiving is coming up. So it's a time to count your blessings, but you can count your blessings any old day. Having an attitude of gratitude is one of the most wonderful things a person can do to flip that negativity or negative energy upside down. We can actually turn negative energy into positive energy by having an attitude of gratitude. We are cleansing dark energy. So I know a lot of you are doing this already, but for anyone who isn't, I would like you to grab a stone, grab a crystal. Grab something like a piece of jewelry, even that's of value to you, that's kind of heartfelt or came from someone you love. And every morning when you open up your eyes, grab that in the palm of your right hand and think of two things that you feel most grateful for the next 9 days. And I'll bet you after 9 days of counting your blessings, you're gonna feel fabulous and realize how blessed you are and how trivial your problems are compared to all of the good things in your life. And now that problem is just going to feel like a cockroach that needs to be stepped on. It's not going to feel so great. And that's what many of you need to understand, or like it feels a lot bigger than it actually is. And one of the things that I do when I do a spiritual cleansing for you and meditate for you and work for you is I start to help you put things in perspective. And let's not blow these things that are going on in our lives out of proportion. Let's look at them more for what they are. And it's not like this Mount Everest thing. It might feel like it is, but in reality, it isn't. Okay? Lighting up my candle over here because we're about to get into some affirmations. So I've got a couple of them here for you. So let's go ahead and do our breathing exercise. Let's breathe in positive energy through our nose, exhale negative energy from our mouths. And after you're done doing that, we're going to go ahead and begin our affirmation for this week. Ready, folks? Because I am. If you want to get a candle and stare into the flame while you're doing this, that's awesome. Just hit the stop button. Go grab a candle and light it up. And let's begin. Repeat after me. I am grateful. I realize that what is right about my life outnumbers what I perceive to be wrong about my life. I choose to focus on what makes me feel good. I am grateful. I am worry-free. I release worry over things I cannot control. Instead, I choose to focus on things that I love and are pleasing to me. When I release worry, I allow room for solutions. To enter my life, I am worry-free. I am worthy. I am enough. I am worthy of receiving everything I desire. I do not need to prove myself to those who would seek to diminish me. I am worthy. I am happy. I take control of my happiness. When my happiness depends on others' actions, I am at the mercy of things I cannot control. Instead, I choose to cultivate consistent happiness. By focusing on the things I love about myself, I am happy. I am free. I release myself from the thoughts and feelings that have held me back. Any guilt, any shame, embarrassment, self-doubt, and fear that I harbor, I release. Today, I am free. Let's do our breathing exercise, please. Breathe in positive energy through your nose and then exhale negative energy from your mouth. Again, repeat after me. I will act now. I will act now. I will act now. I will repeat these words every day. Every day until the words become as much a habit as breathing. And the action which follows becomes as instinctive as blinking my eyes. With these words, I can condition my mind to perform every action necessary for my success. I will act now. I will repeat these words again and again. I will walk where failures fear to walk. I will work when failure seeks rest. I will act now, for now is all I have. Tomorrow is a day reserved for the labor of the lazy. I am not lazy. Today is the day when the failure will succeed. I'm sorry. That's not how it goes. My apologies. Tomorrow is the day when the failure will succeed. I am not a failure. I will act now. Success will not wait. If I delay, success will become wed to another and lost me forever. This is the time. This is my time. This is the place, and I am the person. I will act now. Let's do our breathing exercise. Breathing in positive, exhaling negative. So, what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? I will act now. When we delay and imagine that our success, our happiness, or the things that we want in life have to be in some far place in the distant future, we have to know. Maybe it's like material things, or I don't know, like what you're dreaming of in the future, or how you're imagining things would be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. But we do have today in front of us, and we can make every day our best day by working and bringing our joy into the now. Happiness is not something that we need to put on hold for a later day. Now, maybe, for example, there's someone that just isn't ready to do the things that you hope that they would do, and all of your happiness is dependent on this person giving you a yes or a no, or whatever the case may be, or a wait, or whatever. But should that really influence how you are going to be? I mean, are you going to put now on hold? Or put your life on hold, or put your life on the back burner? Or does that mean that you should stop working on yourself? Like I said, the issue is fear and scarcity. Get rid of the fear of scarcity. There is an abundance of everything that you want out there. Stop turning time into your enemy. You are possibly turning time into your enemy, thinking if it's not now, then if I didn't get what I want today, then it's never going to happen, meaning the other person or whatever. But what do you have control of today? What can you do today? What step can you take in the right direction today that would bring more joy into your life? Whatever that is, get up and do it. Don't put off what you can do today, tomorrow. That's kind of like mom's favorite word or words, saying, whatever it is. Why put it off for another day when you can do it today? If that thing is as simple as picking up a phone or whatever, whatever, just do it. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Do you have any idea how much joy small things Small steps in the right direction can have a positive impact on your life. I think it's time for you to give that a try and test it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Do it. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a member. I want to wish you all the very best of luck. I'm sending lots and lots of love and light your direction. Namaste, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening. Bye-bye now.